I've just listened to, for the first time, an audiobook from Telling Tales, a woman I don't know, and it's a pleasure to listen to 1 minute and 25 seconds of her talking about audio year, coming to the conclusion that it is a big commitment. Actually, I don't think that really was a conclusion. I think that was something staring us all in the face. But she's leaning towards it, and I just want to say, yeah, I guess it is a big one. And if I think ahead to the whole year and committing myself to doing an audio as part of this particular kind of project every single day in the year, I'll never do it. It's just too big. So I kind of feel I should need to stumble blind into audio year and just follow Arnmander blindly, no matter how short his audio boos on this theme are. I will try to do just as many, and that's the great thing about a leader, you know, they suck you in their wake. They can also push you from behind, but I just think it's just lovely to just think about doing one more in the process of the year. I did think about it during the day today, and I deliberately decided that my contribution to audio year will be unplanned. It will be will not include an energetic recitation of everything I've been up to, and it'll be more meditative. It'll be the sort of thing you'll get late at night when you're just trying to unwind and you're using the audio for the purpose of calming yourself down and getting yourself ready for sleep. I mean, this isn't a general rule I'll mind or I'll have any objection to breaking. But I just want to say to Telling Tales, I'm looking forward to getting to know you. You've got a lovely picture of a bird in front of me. And again, what can I say to the person who's, you know, done the difficult job of saying, yeah, let's go for it, you know. And the lovely thing about the way in which Armander actually provides leadership is that it doesn't in any way imply that you should try to do it the way he does it. So the lovely thing is I'm going to be doing it my way. And very different pace and tone and style to lots of the other audios that I do, which are quite purposeful, and this is purposeless. Anyway, or maybe it's just has a purpose which is obscure from me. It has something to do with community. That's about all. Maybe I'll spend the whole year trying to unravel why I'm doing audio year. Maybe that's what it is. It's an epic search for meaning. There we are. I feel like cracking up now. This is hardly the way to go to sleep. But anyway, it's audio year number 2. That's me. All the best to you.